Hi guys, Sam Fury here with another episode of the Svile Fitness Plan, the only program where you will train yourself to outrun, outfight, and outlive the majority of the world's population. So I did change, hopefully the echo is not too bad, or not at all, but you might hear some noises. It's pretty noisy here in Santa Marta, but you get to look at the picture, or if you're on the podcast, whatever. So just please excuse the background noise if it comes up. It's just what happens in South America. Today episode is about how to do a muscle up in 3 weeks. It's a 3 week training plan to do a muscle up. So why am I talking about this? All right. So first and foremost, being able to do a muscle up is important. It's an important strength goal in the survival fitness plan because you want to be able to do it to be able to escape your enemies, right? You need to climb over a wall, and it's a precursor to, not really a precursor, but it's even more advanced than being able to do a wall climb, a parkour wall climb. So we want to train how to do a muscle up, and that's, it's one of the goals. And I'm in Santa Marta, so I've actually made it a personal goal because I could do them. I used to be able to do them, but I haven't trained them in such a long time. So then I tried to do one because I just haven't had access to a bar that had enough roof clearance and enough stability to be able to do it. And I mean, obviously not for years and years, but I just haven't tried to do it, and now I'm trying to get back into it. So I mean, about a year ago I could do them, and now I can't. So it's my personal goal that by the time I leave this place, which I'm here for another 3 weeks, I want to be able to do one. And I've got a pretty good head start because I can do I'm pretty good at pull-ups. Like, I can just crack 10 in a row, good ones, like proper ones. So that should be enough strength for me to start doing muscle ups, and I bought some resistance, but anyway, we'll get into that. So let's, first of all, why do you want to do muscle ups apart from what I've already mentioned? So first of all, it's a very functional movement, all right? So these are the benefits of muscle ups, and it mimics actions we perform in everyday, like pulling yourself up over a wall, climbing over an obstacle, all that sort of stuff. And all right, so that's mainly for the Svile Fitness Plan, right? Other things that it does is it's a full body workout almost, right? It does your back, chest, arms, shoulders, core. It's great. It's like one of the, I've always liked pull-ups. If you can't do muscle-ups, at least do pull-ups, or at least do hangs, or whatever. Do whatever you can. Pull-ups are an awesome all-body exercise. The only thing it doesn't really do is your legs, I guess. But it does do, it's like awesome for your core, right? And then to do your legs, obviously we're doing sprints or whatever, and we do some hop squats and stuff like that. Pop squats. So your legs get taken care of, but the muscle-ups are awesome. It gives you improved coordination, right? Because it requires, the movements require coordination between your upper body, your core, and your lower body. And like, to do a muscle up, you have to like move your body in a certain way, right? It's a complex movement. It increases flexibility because you need the flexibility to be able to, in your shoulders, your wrists, your hips, and all that sort of stuff. So they're just a few of the benefits, all right, of the other benefits. And of course the major benefit is that you'll be able to climb something and get away from someone. All right, so I got three training plans for you because I was just mucking around, right? And I decided to ask AI, ChatGPT, which is like blasted into the day. Like, most, if you haven't used it, go use it. It's awesome, right? So just for fun. And so I'm going to tell you the plans that ChatGPT gave me, and then I'll tell you my comments as well. So the first thing I wrote into there was something along the lines of, give me a 3 week plan so I can do a muscle up, right? And this is just no resistance band or anything. So it says, this is what it told me, week one, day one. So it's according to this, you train 3 days a week, and it's for 3 weeks, and that, which is pretty good. That's what I would do, right? So start with pull-ups, 3 sets of 8 to 10 reps. That's a lot of pull-ups. So with 1 to 2 minutes rest in between each set. I reckon I could do that, but I'm not sure. I've never actually tried to do 8, like specifically that. Usually I do about, my first set will be about 8, and then it might go down to 6, or I could do 3 sets of 8 if I got 1 to 2 minutes rest between. Yeah, for sure. All right. Day two is you're concentrating on dips now. So you're doing the same 3 sets of 8 to 10, but with dips, right? And then day three, you do the pull-ups and dips in a superset. So you do 3 sets of 5 reps each. So 5 pull-ups, then 5 dips, and then have a 1 to 2 minute rest, and then a 3 to 5 minute rest between each superset. So you do those in sets, 3 sets of 3, right? Something like that. Anyway, so basically the idea is that you're doing pull-ups and then you're doing dips, and then day three, you're doing pull-ups and dips in a superset. That's week one. Week two, you're gonna increase the force of the pull-ups by doing explosive pull-ups. So it's just doing pull-ups, but you're doing it explosively, right? You're pulling up as hard as you can, and try to get your chest. I would say just do chest pull-ups, right? Try to get your chest over the bar. So 3 sets of 5 with 1 to 2 minute rest in between. Day two, you're going to focus on kipping, right? Focus on the timing and the rhythm of the movement. 3 sets of 10 with 1 to 2 minute rest between each set. That's day two of week two. And then you're going to, like in week one, on day three, you're going to do explosive pull-ups and kipping in a superset. So do 3 sets of 3 reps of each with 1 to 2 minutes rest in between the sets, and then rest for 3 to 5 minutes between supersets. Right, so there's quite a lot that. But yeah, so now you're getting into more things. All right, now week three, you're gonna warm up. I forgot to mention, you gotta warm up before each thing, right? Obviously, and then okay, so day one, you're gonna practice your muscle up transition, right? You gotta focus on the timing coordination. So 3 sets of 5 reps, and the transition being going from the pull up to the what's that called? I just said it. Pull up to the dip, right? That movement of going through the pull up to the dip. So you do 3 sets of 5 for 1 2 minutes. Now see, this is where it starts to get out, because it's just like blatantly saying 3 sets of 5 reps, but you're practicing on transition, so it's not really, it's, you know what I mean? It's not, unless you've got, how do you practice that transition? And applying just sets and reps to that with the same rest is not really practical, right? Well, I guess you could definitely do it, but it seems a bit odd. It's just like, obviously it's just copied itself. Day two is you work up on your full muscle up using the momentum generated from the kip to transition to the complete movement, right? So aim to complete 3 sets of 3 reps with 1 to 2 minutes. So now it's saying, right, you do all of that. Now you're gonna do 3 muscle ups, and then you're gonna do 3 sets of that. That's really hard, right? In my mind, I think in 3 weeks, if I can do 1 or 2 muscle ups, and that's it, I'll be pretty happy, right? So day three is combine a muscle up transition and a full muscle up in a superset. So obviously it's just copied days one, day two, and it doesn't really make sense, right? To do, you're gonna do a full muscle up and then you're gonna practice your transition. It's ridiculous. All right, so my overall thoughts on that was, I reckon the first 2 weeks are like pretty good. I mean, but obviously it's just copying itself in the third week and then like gradually making things a little bit harder, right? So yeah. All right, so then, and because I've got a resistance band, which will be in the survival fitness band, everyone should get a resistance band. It's really, really good for everything, right? Because you can't carry around dumbbells when you go traveling, you carry around a resistance band. So here's a 3-week plan for doing it with a resistance band. Now the problem with this, all right, let me go through it and then I'll tell you the problem. The problem with this is, not the problem. So day one is to practice pull-ups with the resistance band, right? Aim for 3 sets of 8 to 10 reps. Day two is to practice dips with the resistance band, aim for 3 sets of 8 to 10 reps, right? It's pretty similar to the first one, but now you're just using the resistance band. Day three is a rest day. Day four is to practice pull-ups with the resistance band again, right? Same thing, 3 sets of 8 to 10 reps. Day five is the same with the dips. Day six is a rest day. And day seven is practice pull-ups and dips with the resistance band in a superset. So in this one, pretty much all it's done is it's increased the days of training, right? Instead of 3, you got 4. Is that right? 1, 2, 3, 4. You got 5. Instead of 3, you got 5. And on the last day, you're joining the 2 exercises. But on the first day is a pull-up, and the second day is dips, right? So it's pretty similar to the first one. It's just increased it a little bit, which is a bit better, but makes sense because you're using a resistance band to help you do it, right? Week 2. Day one, practice pull-ups with the resistance band. Again, practice dips with the resistance band, but now this time it's 3 sets of 10 to 12 reps, so you're increasing the reps. So in this, they're not increasing the difficulty of the exercise, they're increasing the reps, all right? Day four, yeah, and it's the same pattern. And then on day seven, you practice pull-ups with the resistance band and aim for 3 sets. So it's exactly the same as week one, it's just that you're putting the reps, all right? Week three, practice pull-ups resistance band, 3 sets of 12 to 15. Practice dips with the resistance band. Day two, 3 sets of 12 to 15. So again, we're increasing reps yet again. Day four, day five, day six, and then day seven is attempts the muscle up with the assistance of the resistance band. Aim for 3 sets of 3 to 5 reps. So what I think about that? Well, this one is concentrated a lot more on just doing exercises with the resistance. It's not really what I wanted. What I wanted to be able to do is be able to do a muscle up without a resistance band, but using the resistance band to help me train to do it, to help train the muscles. So I think I did try, I think it might have been the way I worded it, or I couldn't figure it out exactly what I wanted, because I did try wording it a couple of different ways and I just didn't do it. So there you go. And like the other bad thing is that it's got all three, like it's basically the same, your encouragement, and then on the just on the last day you're just trying to do a muscle up with a resistance band. So it kind of is not, it's got the gradual workup, but it's saying once you've got to be able to do 15 pull-ups with the resistance band before you can try whatever, and it doesn't train you on all right. So overall, it's not too bad. It can't replace, like, it's not a proper training schedule really, is it? But it's definitely good to give me ideas, and that's exactly what it did. It gave me ideas. It didn't really train me on how to transition, which is very important. And there's a few key tips that it didn't tell me, right? So now that we've gone through that, here is my actual plan. And I got some ideas from that ChatGPT, but also because I already know how to do it because I've done it before, so I just like reused old plans, right? But now there's new technology and there's new ways of doing stuff, and I've got more things. So this is what we're gonna do. So I can already do pull-ups and dips, right? So what I need to work on is explosive pull-ups or chest pull-ups, right? And the transition, and I need to work on the kip because I don't really do those things, right? So I do strength training 3 times a week. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to do 3 sets to 80% failure. Now, the thing is I want to do a muscle up. So I'm going to mimic muscle ups as close as possible. That's because that's my goal, right? So week one, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do explosive pull-ups. After I warm up, obviously, I'm going to do explosive pull-ups. I'm going to do as many as I can until failure in good, right? And then when I stop, I'll just start doing pull-ups, and then I'm going to do the full motion with a resistance band on the ground. So that's the only two exercises I'm going to do, and by the full motion I mean I'm going to hang the resistance band off the bar and I'm going to grab it, and then I'm going to go through the full motion of holding it from above my head and then bringing it down slowly and controlled, and then transitioning into the dip and then pushing all the way down to the ground. So it's like the full action of the muscle up. Apart from like the obvious, there's like, it doesn't have the kip or anything, but it's got that action. And because I can do pull-ups, like I can do explosive pull-up, I can get my chest above the bar and I can do a dip. So once I'm up there, I'll be able to do it. The only thing that my strength doesn't hold, or is it's a cross of lack of strength or lack of muscle training and the knowledge of how to do it, or the technique, right? So that's what I need to train, is that that movement, that transition movement. So that's how I'm gonna train it. So like I said, I'm gonna do 3 sets of 80% power. So I'm gonna do explosive pull-ups, and then in the next set, I'll probably, and then the full motion, right? And that's 1 set, and then I'm gonna rest for a couple of minutes. Then I'm gonna do the same thing again. If I can't do explosive pull-ups, I'll just do normal pull-ups, right? And I'll just keep going. And so 3 sets of that, and that's week one. And I'm gonna do that every day. And hopefully every day I can increase by at least 1 or 2 things and I'll get stronger and stronger, right? So, so I'm going to train. I'm going to do it 3 times a week. All right, week two. I'm going to do the full motion with the resistance band on the bar, right? So that means instead of being on the ground, I'm going to actually do a muscle up using the resistance band as a crutch to help me, right? And then I'll also do just pull-ups, so it's explosive pull-ups, so I'm trying to get as high as possible on my own. And then once I get to the top of the full range from the dip, I'll do dips on the bar as well, all right? And the idea is that I'm training, I'm still doing the pull-ups, but then for the full motion with resistance band on the bar, I'm increasing the effort needed to do the transition, right? And I'll do that for a week. And week three, I'm doing muscle ups. That's the plan. Hopefully by the week three, I'm doing muscle ups. So, so it's a much simpler plan, right? It's not as detailed, but it does exactly what I want it to do. So hopefully it works. So the transition, so this is the key that to transition, what you need to do is once your chest reaches the bar, right? So you're doing an explosive pull up, so your chest is above the bar. You want to quickly transition your body forward by pushing your hips towards the bar, right? And at the same time, use your momentum to pull you over and your shoulders up over the bar. So it's like, right? And then you also got to use a loose grip. So here's some more tips. And these tips are via ChatGPT. So these are some pull-up tips. So practice your pull-ups and dips separately before attempting to do the muscle-up. Done, I've already done that. I've pre-done that, right? So if you're just a beginner, make sure you can do at least five really, like five chest pull-ups, explosive pull-ups, and 10 dips, right? Before you try doing a muscle-up. And if you can't do explosive pull-ups, then you're just trying to work towards pull-ups. And if you can't do pull-ups, then you're just hanging, right? So you're progressing each step of the way. All right, the next thing is to use a false grip where your wrists are positioned on top of the bar ring, all right, to help with the transition phase there. So a false grip just means it's a loose grip and it's like you're holding it or above it. So because if you grip it too hard, you're not going to be able to transition. So you've got to grip it a bit loose and then kip it over. It's kind of hard to explain. But you could watch some videos and look at it, right? And the last thing, is use your legs to generate momentum and help with the transition. So that's the kipping part, right? Keep your body tight and your core engaged throughout. That's very important so you don't get injured. Gradually reduce the assistance provided by resistance bands. So you're using the resistance band. So in week two, when I'm using the resistance band to do it, I want to gradually decrease the help. So I make the resistance band lighter and lighter so it gradually makes my strength stronger. Does that make sense? Yeah, that makes sense. I just said it in a stupid way. You know what I mean. All right. So that is it for today. What day is it today? Friday. Yeah, that's it for today, guys. So go. Don't just get fit, get survival fit. Download the app today. Survivalfitnessplan.com/app. And like, subscribe, and share. Take a screenshot. Use the hashtag of the screenshot of the episode. Yes, yeah. Post it on your social media. Use the screenshot, hashtag Small Fitness Plan. Yeah, that's it for today, guys. Thanks a lot. Thanks for tuning in. And why not, if you want to be able to do a muscle up and you're already at the, why not try? Or make your own plan, make your own little plan. Or you can go purchase the incremental plan, right? Get the Survival Fitness Plan app. And then it's not there right now, but it will be soon. I'm still working on the incremental plan so you can train yourself to do a muscle up because it's very important and it's like one of the goals. Yeah, so that's it. So hopefully in 3 weeks, I'll report in 3 weeks how it goes, if I can do one or not. All right, that's it, guys. Thanks for tuning in and I'll see you again next time. Bye.